evening, none of us here. It is a pleasure to have you here in Colombia. It's me.
Hey, here.
Okay. Tatiana from orbitarock.com. So it is a pleasure to have you here. I was watching you there. I was jumping with your music. So thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
I have a question.
We had such a good time tonight. Really good time.
Great. Les estoy diciendo que es un placer para nosotros tenerlos aquí en Colombia y que estábamos viendo su evento.
I didn't say it that fast. I said it slowly. We had a good time.
Okay.
So I said it slowly.
Great. I've got two questions for you. The first one, how did you feel here in Bogota, seeing all these people in front of you, singing your songs? And second one, you have a strong lyrics, I mean, like heavy lyrics.
Let's just do one question at a time.
Okay, great. How did you feel?
Awesome, right?
Yeah, awesome.
¿Cómo
yeah.
se sintieron?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
No, it's our new thing. We're going to not play a city, and then come to the city and not play. And then the third time, you have 30,000 people. It's awesome. This is the new paradigm for rock and roll. Don't play, don't play, play.
No tocar, y después tocar.
Perfect.
Okay, my main question is, you have like heavy or strong lyrics for people.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's your second question?
Do you have like a strong lyrics for some people? So I would like to know if you consider yourselves like rebel people, like you want to give a strong message to young people.
Strong message to young people.
Les estoy preguntando que si. Ellos tienen letras bastante pesadas.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Si no se consideran rebeldes y que
seriously,
no se quieren dar.
Young people, go to school, go to college, make money, and then do a lot of drugs.
Okay.
No, that's how we did it. It was perfect. It's great. I first tried cocaine at 32 years old. 32. I'm not lying.
La cocaína. No estoy mintiendo.
You don't believe me. Why would I fucking lie to you?
No me cree porque les mentiría.
I tried ecstasy at 34, cocaine at 32, Vicodin 28. Don't believe me, but that's the fucking truth.
Pero es verdad.
Okay, Mike.
Hey.
Congratulations for the show.
Thanks. What a fun show. It was fucking
fun. It was so funny, yeah. My question would be, why don't you play any songs from Heavy Petting Zoo album? That would be my first song.
Mm-hmm.
And
¿por qué no tocaron canciones de ese album?
We only had an hour and 15 minutes. If we had 3 hours... We still wouldn't play a song from that record.
But maybe
solo teníamos una hora y quince. Si hubiéramos tenido más tiempo, hubiéramos tocado mucho más.
A short one.
Do you like that record?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. ¿Te gusta el álbum? Sí.
You must like mucho. Nirvana.
Te debe gustar Nirvana.
No.
Next time we play, we'll play Decline and we'll play the whole Heavy Petting Zoo record.
La próxima vez tocaremos entonces todo el álbum.
Okay, and secondly, what?
Yeah, everyone has to have two questions.
Yeah, for sure. Secondly, what is
not fair?
You're about to have 30 years together. What's the key for being together? Why don't you get bored or anything?
¿Cuál es la clave para estar 30 años juntos?
Seriously, the key is that we're friends. We've never had a fight. We
somos
feel
amigos,
very lucky to be playing music. I mean, we've known each other forever.
We got together because we didn't get together because we were good musicians. We got together because we liked each other. Mm-hmm.
No están juntos porque sean buenos músicos, sino porque les gusta estar juntos.
Friends first, and then, you know, learn to play instruments all the time.
And how can you be in a band that's successful and you make a living?
Friends first,
and
then
argue.
Lovers.
And we're so fucking lucky that's the secret, is being in a band with cool guys.
Somos muy afortunados.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guys from Global City Radio, and I got a question. You've been in the record business for tapes, CDs. You've seen the evolution. Now, where is it going? Everybody's downloading. Nobody's buying. You go to the shows. You buy the T-shirt.
I used to have a big house. Now I have a condominium.
Oh, that's better.
Seriously. That's where the music industry.
Bajando la música.
Yeah,
primero,
he used to have five houses. Only two houses!
Solamente dos casas.
The music industry is going terrible, and that's okay. Because music shouldn't be about money. It should be about good music.
A la industria musical no le está yendo
bien, pero
está
you should buy
bien.
Our records!
Está bien que la industria musical no esté bien. Porque la música no debería ser acerca del dinero, pero no deberían, solamente deberían comprar sus
now,
discos.
Second question.
Oh, everyone needs two questions, you
like
fucking
the,
asshole.
Hey, you said it. In apocalyptic sense, if this will be the end of the world, 2012, what will you guys do as artists? What will you guys do differently, or what will you guys do?
Si este fuera el final del mundo, ¿cuál sería lo que ustedes harían como artistas?
This sounds fucked. But I live every day like it's the end of the world.
Esto suena horrible, pero vivo todos los días como si fuera el último día. Realmente lo hago.
He does.
Lo hace.
Think about it.
¿Listo? Esto sí en español. Llegué un poco tarde al show, no lo vi todo y había una bandera de arcoíris. En el escenario. Quisiera saber si llegó ahí durante el show, no sé, no estuve, qué hacía ahí, qué significa.
What's the meaning of that flag that you had on stage? Like, she didn't get the whole show, so you had a rainbow flag. Like, what's the meaning?
The rainbow flag is serious. Rainbow flag is the gay flag.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we like to bring the gay flag everywhere we go because mm-hmm. no bands bring the gay flag. And it's because being gay is awesome, and none of us are gay, but especially in South America, being gay is fucked. Mm-hmm. You're gay, and people look at you, they look down on you, and mm-hmm. it's civil rights.
Mm-hmm. Traemos esta bandera a todos los shows porque aquí hay mucha
movement.
Gente porque no lo hacen muchas bandas, así que siempre lo hacemos. Aquí en Sudamérica las personas gays no son, digamos, muy populares, y me parece un acto de actos de
it's actually
civil.
It's serious.
Mm-hmm. Es muy serio.
You have to give respect to gay people.
Hay que
much respect.
Respeto,
gay marriage, gay everything. You can't just be you can't say I'm okay with gay people. You have to be like yes.
Mm-hmm. No solamente tiene que estar uno bien con la gente gay, sino apoyarlos, decir sí.
Un aplauso para NoFX. Muchas gracias. Thank you NoFX for coming.
We're not done.
Any other questions?
Since Mike's Jewish, he likes to drag this out of me. Part of my heritage. What? It's a kind of a family secret that my grandfather died in a concentration camp in World War II.
Yeah.
It's very sad. But how did he die?
Stress. You have any idea how hard it is guarding 6 million Jews?
Hi.
Family. Friends.
apples.